This is season 2, episode 236 of Another Fill in the Blank Day. My name is Carolee Lawson, and I'm coming to you from a crisp 4:13 a.m. I'm finishing up folding some laundry, and I wanted to knock out the podcast for today. And actually, I'm recording at the same time as I recorded the previous episode. The episode for the day before that. So I am both behind and ahead, which, you know, could be called, I feel like that's a double negative, or they cancel out, or something like that. So I'm on time. I'm in the exact right place, which, as I kind of thought about that, I was like, you know what? That is actually kind of the message for this podcast. It's about being right where you need to be, even though it might not feel like it. About feeling behind, about feeling ahead, about feeling old and young and obsolete and feeling unsure and uncertain and not knowing what the next step, the next day, the next minute, the next hour, the next decade will bring. It's about allowing yourself to be surprised, to allow yourself to be carried by a moment or by a person or by an event that you never saw coming. It's allowing yourself to be flexible with what the universe and the world around you asks of you, and also to turn the volume up on your light and your what you know to be true about yourself. And whether you can practice that in a room by yourself or in a room full of others or in the middle of your workday or whatever works for you, or driving down the highway, but if you can just amplify your self, whatever that means to you, you know, whatever sounds, whatever feelings, whatever sensations, whatever truth, whatever magic is yours, turn it up, click, 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 let it expand away from you and allow it to be present here. And practice that a couple times a day so that you carry it with you more and more, because what this world needs is pure, pure, pure you. Because pure you is the most connected to the earth and to other people. It is the most kind. It is the most loving. It is the shot of light that we need in dark and evil and heavy to combat the uncertainty and the fear. We need it. We need it. And as in everything else, career, relationships, family, personal growth, spiritual growth, academia, whatever markers that you think are most important for you to feel fulfilled, feel satisfied, feel like a person, to feel whole, whatever you are holding at arm's length until you have done blank or have achieved blank or have whatever it is, you don't need it to feel that. To be whole. You are already whole. You are perfect in this moment. And that is why you are both behind and ahead, and you always will be. You always will be. There will always be someone shorter than you and taller than you, less pretty than you and more pretty than you by whatever standards. There will always be someone smarter than you and less intelligent than you. There will always be someone who is better at something than you and worse at something than you. You will always be in the middle. And we can play comparison games all day long, all day long. But it won't change who you are. You can do mental gymnastics. You can run a freaking marathon in your brain, running through all the scenarios and all the possibilities and all of the judgments and all of the rationales for where you are and who you are and how you're doing. But it's tiring sometimes. So if there's any possibility that you can just be here, that you can just notice your body and feel instead of doing, instead of thinking, just be and feel, be and feel, be and feel, be and feel. That's what's on my mind today and in this moment for you. I'll see you tomorrow.